reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 5, Chapter 10, Text number 25. Navikriya Vissa Suru Sakasya Samya Navita Vimatestapapi Mahadvimana Sakruta Dimadran Nangshatya Durad Abhisola Pani. My dear Lord, you are the friend of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the friend of all living entities. You are therefore equal to everyone. You are free from bodily conception. Although I have committed an offense by insulting you, I know that there is no loss or gain for you due to my insult. You are fixed in your determination, but have committed an offense. Because of this, even though I may be strong as Lord Shiva, I shall be vanquished without delay due to my offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava.
Oh my dear Lord,
you are the friend of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the friend of all living entities. You are therefore equal to everyone. You are free from bodily conception. Although I have committed an offense by insulting you, I know that there is no loss or gain for you due to my insult. You are fixed in your determination, but I have committed an offense. Because of this, even though I may be as strong as Lord Shiva, I shall be vanquished without delay due to my offense at the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. Purport. Maharaj Ravikant was very intelligent and conscious of the inauspicious effects arising from insulting a Vaishnava. He was therefore very anxious to be excused by Jadabharata. Following in the footsteps of Maharaj Ravikant, everyone should be very cautious not to commit an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. Srila Vrindavan Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat says, Suvalapani samayadi bhakta nindakare bhagavata pramana tatapi sigramare. Hena Vaishnavara ninda sarvajnaya se janera adhapata sarvasastra kai. Even if one is as strong as Lord Shiva, who carries a trident in his hand, one will nonetheless fall down if he tries to insult a Vaishnava. That is the verdict of all Vedic scriptures. He also says this in Chaitanya Bhagavata, Vaishnavara ninda karibeka yaragana tara raksha Samadhya Nayaka Kona Jana. Sulapani Samayadi Vaishnavara Ninda Tatapya Nashaha Kaya Sastra Vrindi. Iyana Maniya Yesujana Nindakare Janama Janame Se Papista Daiva Dosha Mare. One who blasphemes a Vaishnava cannot be protected by anyone, even if a person is as strong as Lord Shiva. If he blasphemes the Vaishnava, he is sure to fall down. This is the verdict of all Shastras. If one does not care for this verdict of the Shastras and dares blaspheme a Vaishnava, he suffers life after life because of this. Thus, and the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The discussion between Jada Bharat and Maharaj rah gaya. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Chakshuro Niritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stabitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadama Yendarati Swabharantam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasati Gaura Bhakta Randa Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Although Maharaj Ravan is a king, king of the whole world, and he was proud, he was arrogant, but Jada Bharat, by his Vaishnava behavior, he could change the king, and he could make the king. Generally, it is very difficult to give up ego. We all try to support ourselves, no matter what. We don't have any position, still we support ourselves. Our birth is bad, our upbringing is bad, our education is bad, our association is bad, and our past life's credits are bad. So that way we are much inferior to Jada Bharat, much inferior to Raja Ravan. Raja Ravan was so powerful, he was the emperor of the whole place. Very qualified. That means his birth was good, his previous karmas were good. So for him to have some ego is not bad, because he's a king, he's a qualified man. That is mundane. That is a qualification, just like Narendra Modi. He may be a very efficient man. He may be a very devoted man, devoted to the nation. But that doesn't mean that he is a spiritual person. So that means he is far off, better than all ordinary people. So we don't have that kind of charisma, we don't have that kind of power and ability to attract people. Anyone who can attract people, that means he knows how to deal with people, naturally. So to deal with people, it is not your talent. Oh, I am a PhD, you know, so everybody. People don't surrender like that. you know, I am very intelligent. No. Something else, more than talent and intelligence. Something else touches the heart of the people. Then they want to follow him. Why a person follows the other person? Tell me some reasons why a person follows other people. Suppose you are there. Why you are following another person? Ganesh. Say, you can live your independent life, you can live as you like, your thoughts. But why do you... Yeah, that is one thing, yeah. You wanted to say something?
Good quality.
No, he is engaging. Say, you have some potential. And if somebody appreciates your potential, yeah, he is trying to make something good out of me. He is my mentor. He can help me. You know, like sometimes you suppress people, you know, and want to stand on their heads as a leader. But you are not like that. Oh, Ganesh has this quality, so let's encourage him to do something for Krishna. Then you will feel encouraged. But you try to discourage him, you try to suppress him, then naturally your natural enthusiasm is impeded. So a leader, he doesn't have to be a big genius or a very talented man. Krishna, every man has some potential. Everybody can do something. So how to encourage what he can do for Krishna, what he can do for mission, how can he develop his inner abilities. Somebody has to, just like in the seed, the nice rose plant is there, but you have to give proper conditions. You give proper conditions. Nice soil, nice watering, a nice manure, and nice protection. See that? And then it come out with many fragrant flowers. So leader means one who wants to help others. Simple definition. Not that leader means, you know, everybody just do as they say. No. We have a common goal. I may serve Krishna in one way, but you may serve Krishna in another way. So I don't have to thwart your ideas. So generally a leader means he simply encourages. Like when people come and stay here, what we'll do, we'll watch. When people come here and stay, we watch. Their nature will come out, their way of doing things will come out. We watch how this mentality can be used in Krishna service, how this energy can be used in Krishna service. Like that. That means simply, a leader is very accommodative, is broad-minded. And he knows that we are all not alike. We are not alike. Our nature is different. Our abilities are different. But everybody has some nature, some ability. It can be used for Krishna's service. No, you cannot stay here because you are not listening to me. Not like that. Like Gopal Krishna Maharaj told me once. Who is Gopal Krishna Maharaj? Who is Sukadeva Maharaj? Like that there is another person, Gopal Krishna. గోపాల కృష్ణ మహారాజ్ అంటే చెప్పాలి కదా, సార్ మీలా ఇంకో ఆయన కూడా ఉండింటాడు మా తీసుకోవాలి అంతే కదా, మరి నేను కలుసుకోవడానికి రావాలి ఆయన. ఈజ్ దేర్ అండ్ దేర్ వాజ్ సమ్ లీడర్ ఇన్ నార్త్ ఇండియా అండ్ he was trying to, if you don't listen to me, apna bistar bandho aur bhago idhar se. My way or highway. You tell me, do I tell you to do, otherwise you just go. Then Ayaram Gayaram, come and go, come and go. Nobody will stay. Because I don't have to control you, I have to engage you. What can you do for Krishna? Please tell me. Because you also want to serve God. So like that, a leader is simply whoever comes, how can I make facility for them to stay? You make a place, they can eat and stay. And then basic, everybody, sadhana is common for everybody, everybody, that's our backbone, and then you watch whatever it comes out, or you suggest. If he is not a very mature person, then you have to explore him. Say, well, you want to do like this, you want to do like this, like that, or you put him, you do this, and you watch how he will perform, and then you give him that responsibility nicely. Say, devotees are always, it's not they are headless people. Devotee means he is trying to become better. Always. You know, I chanted my rounds, so I go and gossip. I chanted my rounds, I go and sleep. No, that is not a devotee. Devotee means you should get natural enthusiasm. So attraction to Krishna is not a dull thing. Say you are attracted to some human beings and you are getting some enthusiasm and energy by watching your leader. And what about Krishna? Krishna, God, everybody will be very, very inspired because God is so forgiving, God is so merciful, God is so loving. So all superlatives are there in God. Whatever best you can mention in anything is there in Krishna. So when you come to Krishna, it is not that you become a dull, lazy. No. If you are properly following bhakti, you want to do better, you want to do more. Two things. What? Do better. What you are doing, you want to do it better. You see, we have some cleaning. I watch, sometimes devotees, anything you are doing, they are called very smart people. Anything you are doing, how best can I do it? How can I save petrol? How can I save money? How can I save time? So that you can do more. Suppose you are taking to do something 3 hours. But suppose you are very smart and you do it in 2 hours. You have 1 hour to do something more. Like that. So devotee means who wants to always do something better what you are doing. That means you concentrate on the job. You go to kitchen, concentrate there. Get into the cleaning, concentrate there. When you are reading, why don't you remember slokas? Why don't you remember the purports we read? Because we are not attentive. your mind somewhere, and then just ears, it comes and goes. It, like I sometimes watch, I ask people what is their name, and I don't concentrate what they are saying. Morning I asked Vijita Mata's sister's name. What is the name? Vijita Mata's sister's name. So that is not good. You know? You are seeing that woman for 10 days daily and you don't know. It's like, you know, people are there. We should know them. Because we are daily sitting for hours together. So it is not difficult. It is not that you are going around asking everybody's name and you want to remember. No. We are staying with some people. Daily we are meeting. We are calling Lakshman, Ganesh, and you hear. They ask you, who is Lakshman? I don't know. This is Lakshman or this is Ganesh. Because when we are doing things repeatedly, if you are a little alert, you will get to know. So I try to make an effort. Whenever I see somebody coming to the temple daily, it's not that we don't know, like Lakshman sometimes died. Somebody is coming daily, and then Lakshman, when translate comes, he's coming daily, he has already got. So get a little conscious. Whenever people are coming. This is called, we are conscious of our surroundings. So here, Jadabharat being a Uttam Vaishnava, is a great Vaishnava, said to make a king to come and fall down at your feet, not a joke. Not an ordinary thing, because they are such big people, they are such ego. That means Jadabharat must have been so polite, so gentle, it was so knowledgeable and so practical what to say where. So I have some, the two BTGs came, there is some article connected to this only. So I thought I should share with you. And I also noted down my diary. The greatest good you can do for another person is not just share your riches. You know, like sometimes when you talk of doing good to others, you are educated, let me teach him, good. Your money, let me share it with others. It's called you are doing good. But here it is a little more. The greatest good you can do for another person is not just share your riches, but reveal to them their own. That means everybody has some speciality. Everybody has something God has made everybody. And he doesn't know. So when we try to help him, to come out with his own individuality. Then he enjoys, because that is his nature. So, then he has more energy to do it, because you have given him something which he likes. So he says, that is there. Trust man, and they will be true to you. Always don't, if you want to be a leader, even if you want to get along with people, but don't never have the idea that this guy is bad. You can never be a leader in life, no matter what. How can I adjust him? How can I accommodate him? And how can I create trust in him? He will take care. You know, you are unfit, you cannot do this, you are useless. Don't go on using words like that. How does it help? It doesn't bring anything out of you. What do you watch? All right, next time, probably this time it's okay. You do it now.
Yeah.
Maharaj is so nice. He's not just hitting me on the head for not doing this. That's a leader, no? Yeah, what's the point of throwing people out or just saying them you are useless, you are foolish, you can never be good. You should never use like that. Only to a dead person you can use words like that. To a dead person, nothing more. But as long as you are a living person, you will never, no? For not only that you are a leader, say we are here, we have to stay together. We have to stay together. You may be a dull fellow, you may be this, that. But we have to live together, so let us have some encouragement. encourage, like that. Like, you know, like in Bhavani. Bhavani is there. Our grasping powers are less. But just see her doing something, and see her positive side. All right, leave her there. And she wants to go and daily do that. So you cannot train her so much. Watch her, and then all right. She likes to do a thing like that. As much as possible, try to, you know. What to speak of a man who has some common intelligence. Even people are not intelligent, you can also make them a place for them to do something for Krishna. So he's saying, trust man. Whenever you give, whenever you trust people, nobody likes to be doubted all the time. No? You trust people, yes. Lakshman will take care of this. Like that. Always skeptical, doubtful. Then that doesn't inspire the other person. Leave him some room to play. Only when he's going on the wrong side, then you can, that also, your correction. Whenever people are not doing well, don't attack them. Try to suggest, leave them some time to learn. Because I am expert in doing a thing. I should not expect some person who has just joined, Prabhuji, you know, you are not singing all right. No. We are singing for 35 years. And he's singing just 35 days. So watch over, encourage him, and slowly, and suggest like that. But don't discourage. You trust people. No? People feel comfortable when you trust them. No? And then they will be true to you. Treat them greatly. You treat people as nice people. And then they really, they want to do something, no? Here he is using the word windows and walls. In a hall, there are windows and there are doors. What is the function? When the door is closed, when we say window and door, when windows are kept open and doors are closed. Just like your house. Everybody keeps their door closed, but they don't want the strangers to walk in. Because this is the temple, we keep doors open. We want people to come. But otherwise, you go to any house, the front door will be always closed. If somebody wants to join, you have to knock and then go in. So doors are generally blocking people to come in. In windows, that you can always see what is going on outside. So whenever you are speaking, you can speak like a door or you can speak like a window. When you speak like a window, that means people can understand you. Yeah, Maharaj is like this. Maharaj likes like this. When I speak, if I am speaking using words properly, then you understand, yes, this is what is in Maharaj's mind. And if I'm using words that are not clear, that's why you don't know what is actually in his mind. What do you want? So, people should know, words will give others a clear view of our thoughts and feelings. A leader, when he speaks, people know this is what he wants. This is what his expectations are. Not that I speak and you don't understand what I have to do to please him. No? That should not be. Then he's saying, generally, talented, intelligent people are very few in this world. Talented people. Suppose somebody can paint excellent. Somebody can remember super. There may be here and there you may find. But average people, they work hard. And then they improve. So, if you look at the people of the world who are successful, like Modi, he's not a genius, otherwise why is he telling Chai? He was an ordinary person, so he's living his life. But he worked his way. Very hard. You want to do something, I have to become expert or do something to the world, like that. He never left it. And then here we go, a Chai Wala at PM's post. So that means, persistent. Don't think, I don't have good memory, I don't have good intelligence. No. Always, that's a Krishna factor is important. Krishna is there, and I also want to become something useful in life. I also want to do something to the world, and Krishna will help me. That is called persistence. Just like we are attending daily Mangalarti. If you are getting up daily at one time, daily, 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 then your mind will become very strong and concentrated. You don't know, then your mind is completely chaotic. It's a discipline. It's called persistence. No matter how dull you are, but if you get into a discipline, then you shine. You shine in life. That's what we say to people. People come and then you make them go through this training. Mangalarti, Kirtan, Seva. And then soon they will become very expert. Persistent. You don't need intelligence. You don't need talent. If it is there and if somebody can guide you to use it properly, very good. But just talent and intelligence, you know, the competition between a rabbit and a tortoise. The rabbit means talent. I can run nicely. What is this tortoise? So it went and slept. That means life is irregular. The tortoise, like that. And then finally the rabbit slept off. And the tortoise won the race. Because persistent. Tortoise, I should try my best. What is this for me? Slowly. You miss the point. So here, nothing in the world can take the place of persistence, effort. Anything can be achieved by effort. That's why a leader will not give up hope on people. You try. You'll fit in some place in the institution. So he is saying, your willingness to succeed is your greatest strength and asset. Not which school you went, not which teacher. He says, willingness to succeed. I have to do something in the world. Whichever line, now you are a devotee. You are a devotee. Even you know, I just remember, no. That means your willingness. When Prabhupada became like that, when Radhanathana became like that, and why I cannot become like that? Why should I think I am a fool. Only Radhanath Maharaj is great. Why should you think like that? No, my leader is great. So I should also. So don't underestimate yourself. Don't give up hope. It's called willingness to succeed. Very strong, no matter how dull you are. I want to be specialist in something in my life. That is your greatest strength, not money, not your education, but willingness to succeed. That's a big strength because you self-initiate asset. And he's saying another wonderful thing. You will not fail if you don't give up. You may not be able to do nicely. Don't give up. Suppose you want to learn Vedanga. Don't give up. Again, 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 one day Krishna will help you. You will not fail if you don't give up. And then another wonderful statement. You are the biggest obstacle to your success. Nobody is your obstacle to your success. So when you lose enthusiasm, when you lose determination, you will fail. Not somebody's discouragement. So you are the biggest obstacle to your success. Nobody can. Suppose I discourage you, you become more determined. You become more determined. That means actually it is helping you. Because you are not getting discouraged in any way. You are the biggest obstacle to your success. You will not fail if you don't give up. You may fail 10 times, 15 times. Don't give up. Then things will change. Because slow improvement is there. And then this is for Revati Mataji. I have never met a man who has given me so much trouble as myself. Nobody can trouble you more than you trouble yourself. That's what this means. I have never met a man who has given me as much trouble as myself. I am troubling myself. Nobody can trouble you. It's not possible. If you know English well, it's a beautiful statement. I have never met a man, I have never met a person who has given me so much trouble as myself. Jitna mai apne vicharon se nen na aalochanta nen anta nan disturb chestunnanu atle inkavadu nen disturb cheyaledu ante kada. That means it's up to you. Then is same thing he said, no? You will not fail if you, same thing. The only real failure in life is when you give it up. Real failure is not 10 times, 15 times. But when you give up, you are really a failure. Don't give up. Then lastly, let's go now. The most successful people are those who are most devoted and determined, not talented and intelligent. The most successful people, prapanchamlo, evaru pedda pedda position pondaru vallanta gamaniste. వాళ్ళంతా పుట్టినప్పటి నుంచి బ్రిలియంట్ కాదు, వాళ్ళంతా బాగా అంటే డివోటెడ్ అండ్ డిటర్మిన్డ్. ఏ పని ఎత్తుకుంటే దానిలో డెడికేషన్, దానిలో పట్టుదల, సమర్పణ, మెల్లిగా దే రీచ్ దేర్ హైట్స్. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ లీడర్స్ హ్యావ్ టు ట్రై టు ఎంకరేజ్ పీపుల్. యు మేక్ జెంటిల్ కరెక్షన్స్ బట్ పుట్ దెమ్ ఆన్ ది థింగ్. సో ఇయర్ జడభరత్ ఈజ్ అ గ్రేట్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. The king was such a big man, he is so proud. I mean, Jadavarta, now surrender, he made him surrender. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,